Thanks for tuning in to Shield Clocks Athens, where now you can find us on SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube, and Amazon. So tune in, sit back, and enjoy.
This is the Shield Clocks Athens podcast. My name is Dustin Shield Clocks, and with me always, Jameson Brown. What's up, Jameson?
What's up, everybody? What's up? Pretty stoked about this one. We have the opportunity right now to interview Jesse Nelson. Big in the motocross world, big ambassador for Wings for Life, and we're just kind of excited to hear his story, hear his journey, and kind of just get to know a little bit more about Jesse. So with that, man,
Jesse, welcome to the show, man. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so why don't you first start off and just tell everybody a little bit about yourself, kind of obviously the reason why we have you on the show and your good story.
Like you said before, I was a professional motocross racer before I got injured, and in August of 2016, I had a crash in New York at the Unadilla National and ended up breaking my T4 and T5 and having a spinal cord injury, and that was a big eye-opener to the spinal cord injury world and everything that goes along with that, and just figuring out how to deal with it and everything. It's a big change of pace from going to being a racer and doing whatever you want every day and riding and training nonstop to just kind of training for a different cause, I guess, and just trying to get back on my feet if I can.
What was it like, man? I mean, you know, you go from competing at a high level to hearing the news that in all likelihood you might not hit a bike again. You know, what was that like?
There's nothing good about it, I'll say that. It's definitely a big change. It's definitely a tough pill to swallow, but as far as riding or racing again, that's out of the question. That's not really what I'm looking at now. That's not really my goal. I mean, I'm just trying to get back on my feet or make any improvements that I can to help better my life, you know?
Yeah. How old were you when you wrecked?
I was 22, and I just turned 23. It's been about 9 months now since I got hurt, and just trying to figure it all out.
When you got hurt, was it actually in the middle of a race? Or were you practicing?
Yeah. No, I was at the Unadilla National for the Pro Motocross Series in New York when I got injured.
Just put that in the context, man. Like, yeah. That's a tough one. Because you're under the lights, so to speak, and you're just doing what you do best, and then next thing you know, it all changes. So, you know, how long were you in the hospital, and you know, what was the support like, and, you know, how did you kind of come to grips with all that, and...
Well, I was in the hospital, I think, 2 weeks, and then I moved to an acute rehab center. Pretty much a hospital, but more for, like, rehab and, you know, dealing with this type of injury and kind of figuring it all out. I was there for about a month and a half in New York, and it was pretty interesting how the whole deal worked. I don't know, just learning about it. It's a big adjustment, and my parents were great through the whole thing, and my girlfriend, which is... She's now my fiance, and she's been stronger than I have through this whole deal, and she's really helped me push through it all, and along with the team that I was on before, and my team manager, Tyler Keith, and Troy Lee from Troy Lee Designs, and everybody there has helped me out tremendously, and along with Red Bull, and it's been great with Road to Recovery helping out, and everybody that's donated to help me pay my medical bills or even get into therapy, because, I mean, going to therapy every day is not cheap, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Jesse, you know, I can relate a lot to what you were saying. And here, the question I was thinking about is, because for myself personally, when I got paralyzed too, I really didn't know much about a spinal cord injury until you actually lived through one. So you're basically you're relearning how to live your life. And I know with all the stuff that you have going now with your goals as far as your affiliation with Wings for Life, just your daily work, and then also with therapy and everything else, like, how is that trying to, you know, go back to living your regular life, but also just learning how to live a new one?
Yeah, I'd say there's nothing regular about it compared to what it used to be, but I'm figuring it out pretty much. I just spend all my time doing therapy or going to the track or trying to do things around the house and just help out as much as I can and kind of take the weight off of Emily and help her out as much as I can. And I was trying to get involved with Wings for Life a little bit more. I had dinner with Heinz Kindergartner, and he kind of opened my eyes with it and how it all works and what their goal is and what they do. It's pretty amazing. And, you know, fighting for a cure or something.
So you're paralyzed, you said, like a T4 or T5.
Yeah, I just got it reevaluated yesterday. Just, I mean, not a full evaluation, but I am incomplete, and my levels dropped anywhere between T8 and T11 since I got hurt, and things continually keep getting better, so that's a good sign, and things are always changing. I don't know. It's I hear that's a good sign. Sometimes I'll take a couple steps back, and nothing will change for a week or two, and then I'll make a big improvement, and that's really cool.
Yeah, no, that is awesome to hear, because I know especially with spinal cord injuries, that improvement does come slowly. I'm personally T4 complete, so I unfortunately haven't got to see, like, really any change besides, like, you know, what I've learned how to do and how to make my quality of life just that much better from just experiences and stuff. But, I mean, that's got to be exciting when you see changes in your body, feeling more mobility or whatever the changes you're seeing, because...
Yeah, Jesse, I wish you could have seen his face, but he kind of perked up when he's like, hey, I had some progress, you know, my slight evaluation yesterday. He kind of perked up a little bit.
Yeah, no, that's awesome, man, because it's definitely hard, and it's, like you said, I mean, you go 2 weeks and you don't feel like you're seeing any gain, or if anything, maybe you feel like it's getting worse, but progress is definitely motivating and something strong to keep you going, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Some days it feels like nothing's getting better, or it is getting worse, you know, it's just like, and you just have, like, a breakdown. You're just like, fuck, is anything ever going to get better? You know, like, I'm doing what I can and figuring it all out.
You're engaged now. Like, where are you kind of looking forward in the future to keep moving forward with your life?
I'm still trying to figure that one out. I'm dabbling a little bit here and there with different things and trying to stay relevant in the sport, too, as well. And trying to get in on a couple different studies with either stem cell or, like, an epidural stimulator or anything like that. Just kind of checking it all out, and I am seeing improvements. I mean, with my ab function or my back muscles or my legs holding longer, and there are improvements, which has been positive. So trying to focus on one thing at a time.
Well, I can tell you from the Wings for Life perspective, I've had a couple conversations with Amy Daughtry over there, and I mean, they speak so highly of not only you, but just your optimism and how you've been able to kind of carry yourself through a tough time. Explain how, you know, what motivates you right now? I mean, for someone, you know, especially with the organization like Wings for Life and what you've been doing there, for them to see, you know, this optimism, what motivates you to keep up?
I'm stubborn, and I want to see things change, and I want things to get better, and I want to, you know, when I get married, I want to stand up and
just... having that mindset in you, like, not, you know, being stubborn and the attitude to keep, you know, pushing forward. And I'll tell you a little bit about more of my own story is, so I was actually, I don't know if you know that, but I was the fourth person in the world to go through the epidural stimulator in Louisville. I got back in 2013, but because of the work and because of the stimulator, and that's actually all because of places like Wings for Life or raising money to give to donations to these research places, but I was able to stand up at my ceremony and give my wife a kiss just at my wedding. And, you know, that wasn't my goal when I first got into the research. It was just, obviously, I wanted to walk again and I wanted to get my life back. But as for me, as time came on, like, I've actually got to see how much more there is in the world with this kind of injury. Like, it's really not about myself, but, like, other people's dreams and, like, the things that you're able to do. And but it's just, like, really cool that you have that same attitude and those same wants beside, you know, to do things that people really didn't think is possible. And it's so cool to, you know, that I was able to do that. And I know with, like, your the attitude, you keep pushing forward like that, you know, you'll have the same thing and, you know, and more. It's just it's awesome to hear that.
Yeah, I sure hope so. I mean, I mean with Emily, I mean, she deserves it. I mean, I push every day to try to make better and make improvements and you know, give that back to her. I want it to be perfect for her. And if it's not, I mean, I gave it everything I had. And I just, my motivation too is this, I have quite pretty good following on Instagram. So I always get messages and different stories from other people. And I've heard too many stories of people walking again or even being able to get up and stand on their own with injuries that are worse than mine or same level or anything like that. Or I talked to them about where they were when they were in the same time area as I am right now, and they didn't have, you know, half the things that I do now, or they had a little bit more, or, you know, it varies with each person, but I've heard too many stories of people, like, they're like, yeah, 5 years later, and I was back on my feet, or whatever, you know, those are the stories where I'm like, why wouldn't that be me, if I push hard and make it a real effort and make it happen.
Yeah, for sure, and especially like you were saying, I mean, like, having those goals of seeing other people do that, because obviously, and I'm sure you've had the same kind of emotions, but it, you know, like being told the information of a spinal cord injury and like this is going to be your life, you know, it's so easy kind of like to give up and not want to try, because it's just so unfortunate, like, you know, why'd it happen to you? But there's so many people out there that with you, like, pushing forward and, you know, making the gains and, you know, with the attitude, people get paralyzed. Actually, I think, like, the stat is someone gets paralyzed every 45 minutes. And when it happens, you know, you need people. You need support. But you also need those people who are role models, like yourself, like those people who are going to keep pushing forward, not let an injury like this, you know, define who you are. And that's...
Yeah, exactly. And I think sometimes it's a little discouraging. Like, if you talk to somebody that's been in the chair for 30 years plus, you know, they're not very optimistic, and they're... It's very narrow-minded and one-sided kind of deal. I mean, back then it was more towards, this is, you know, here's a chair, good luck with your life kind of deal.
Yeah.
But I think now it's come a long ways and things are getting better, and it's positive. And to have the right people around is huge. When I was in the hospital, one of the doctors or nurses or somebody like that in acute, or in rehab, or I forget where it was, but they were telling me, they're like, you can't have all these people. It's too distracting. You need to focus on you. And I'm like, are you kidding? Like, you need to quit worrying about trying to get home. Because I was like, I just want to get home. Like, I want to figure out how to get out of my chair, into bed, whatever else I got to do, and I want to go home. And they're like, no, this is where you need to be. Like, you don't need to go. Like, that's just distracting or something. And I'm like, no, these are people I love. Like, I want to be around my dog. I want to be around my friends. Like, I want to do that. And I've linked up with Polaris, and I've got a Polaris Razor now. I've been driving that around, having fun with that. And this next weekend, I'll be headed to Mexico and do some pre-running for the Baja 500 with those guys. And
that's
just
cool.
Take a little break from therapy.
Yeah, that, you know, that's awesome too to hear. Also, I know that, you know, I've met a lot of people, and myself personally, you know, when I first got injured, you just focus your whole life on, you know, trying to walk again, and you're always in therapy. But it's also really important to get back out and start living your life. You know, don't stop living. Also, it's like you got to do both.
So, okay, I was looking at his profile on both Instagram and Facebook. You know, just kind of learn some, and then if you go back through some of the video stuff and his competitive meets and things like that, I mean, you just don't, man. This guy's so freaking competitive that at some point I think he's gonna try and race someone on his Polaris that's got the bike, and he's gonna be like, "All right, I'm gonna torch you." I mean, do you ever think about that, man? Like taking a side by side, just dusting your buddies on their bikes?
Yeah, we'll see. I'm super competitive, and that's just how I am. I mean, and this is just a different race, I guess. I mean, in the next year or so, I plan on trying to do some UTV stuff and maybe racing some of that and kind of get my feet wet and that stuff. I feel like I do a pretty good job of balancing therapy and day-to-day life too as well.
Yeah, no, that's definitely what it's all about, man. You know, tell me a little more. Like, did you do the World Run this year?
I planned on it, but I had to go to Vegas for the Supercross. They did a raffle for me, and I had to auction off my bike and stuff like that. And I did some stuff with Road to Recovery out there, and I tried to. I left Vegas around 11 after the races, and I charged for like 3 hours and ended up passing out at like 2:45 in the morning. And the run was at 4, and it didn't happen.
Yeah, I know for sure. It's great, but I mean, like, and then you're an ambassador for Wings for Life, correct?
Yes.
And then, so, what's your goals as far as being affiliated this year with Wings for Life?
For sure, I'm going to do the run and try to promote it and help things grow with that for this year. And whatever they need, I'll do the best I can with it. And it's just a really cool organization, and everything they do is pretty unbelievable.
So, in regards to where people can find information about Wings for Life, do you have a destination or an affiliate link or anything like that where people can find out about your story and about, you know, what you're doing for Wings for Life, or is that yet to be determined?
That's yet to be determined, but I mean, you could always searched up on wingsforlife.com or even on my story, roadtorecovery.com/Jesse Nelson. I got a little more info on that, and then I'm sure I'll have something going later on with Wings. Want to get a little more figured out.
I want to see you two race, man. If you go do that race and then Jesse goes and does that race, I want to see who wins that race out.
Yeah, no, I'll definitely going to be out there next year for the World Run as well. I did one last year, but you know, it's definitely a great time. Like you said, it's a great cause, and I'm definitely for it all. So I appreciate you, Jesse, taking a little time and coming on the podcast with us.
Oh, thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
Not a problem, man. And you know, anything we can do to help, you know, share whatever story. Where can people find you on a personal level? I mean, do you have a page, or you said something about Instagram? You know, people are wanting to kind of follow you and help the cause. Where can they go?
My main social media now is pretty much just Instagram. It's at JesseNelson13, and it's JesseNelson13.
Well, again, thank you. Thank you for taking the time with us. I know it's been kind of crazy, but, you know, we know you're busy, and we just really appreciate you taking the time with us.
Oh, no worries. Thank you, guys.
All right, man. Have a good one, and we'll stay in touch, all right?
All right. Sounds good. Take care.
Well, with that, everyone, thank you for tuning in to this newest episode of Shilcox Happens. Jesse he's been one of those I kind of wanted to get on the show just because of what happened and how it happened and where it happened. I mean, the dude's performing underneath the lights, and with the affiliation with Wings for Life, you know, that's a big deal. It's one of our big things that we look at as Wings for Life and their whole purpose. And again, I wanted to give a shout out to Wings for Life and Amy Daughtry over there for helping us find Jesse and having this interview. You know, if anyone's looking for a way to, I guess, look for optimism, I mean, it's, you know, whether it's through Dustin Shilcox Foundation, through Wings for Life, through Jesse Nelson, things like that. These are individuals and organizations that are looking for a cure that, in my opinion, is it needs to be found, and we don't care how it happens, just make it happen.
Well, that's great.
We couldn't do this without the listeners, so thank you for tuning in. And I know that we always say, you know, if you do have a story, you know, private message us on Facebook or contact us on DustinShilcox.com. But if you do believe that you have a great story and you want to get that out there and you want to be on the podcast itself, feel free to get in contact with us. We'd love to hear your story. We'd love to hear what you're going through and how you've, you know, progressed through life after a setback. And, you know, hopefully we can get you on a podcast. But again, to reiterate, until we hear you again or until you hear us again, we are tuning off. You have just tuned into another episode of Shilcox Happens. Find previous episodes on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, and Amazon today. If you would like to be on our podcast and have a story that you want to get out there, visit us at www.dustinshilcox.com or private message us on Facebook, and we'd love to have you on the show.